Brazilian Lula accuses Israel of killing innocents in Gaza without any criteria. Countries of the Americas agreed to create a continental police force. The European Union reduces sanctions against Venezuela in recognition of the electoral agreement between the government and the opposition. Former President Mauricio Macri wants to return to the political leadership of Boca Juniors Club. Sports: Luis Suarez to play again for Uruguay's national team this Thursday against Argentina. And these are the news. Presidential candidate Javier Milei denounced that a choir of coughers tried to break his concentration during his debate with Sergio Massa. According to the Libertarian, the followers of the ruling party hopeful made noise on purpose during his speeches last Sunday. In a radio interview, Milei affirmed that they sought to generate a reaction that would show him as emotionally unbalanced, unfit for public office. But they did not succeed, said the candidate of La Libertad Avanza party, who called the undecided to support him in next Sunday's runoff. Analysts and the media all agreed on declaring Massa the winner of the debate. The incumbent Minister of Economy, on his part, expressed his opinion yesterday about this controversy. Only those who are going to listen to themselves alone are bothered by coughs. I am not bothered by that at all. For Brazilian President Lula da Silva, Israel bombs and murders innocent Palestinians without any criteria whatsoever. He said in Brasilia that Israel drops bombs where there are children, where there are hospitals, under the pretext that a terrorist is hiding. For the head of a state, there have never been so many dead and missing children in a war as the current one ongoing in the Middle East. According to the Brazilian leader, after Hamas's act of terrorism, the consequences of Israel's response are as serious as Hamas. Lula stated this when he confirmed that 32 Brazilians were able to leave Gaza via Egypt and that they are already on a flight back to the South American country. The European Union renewed the economic sanctions against Venezuela, but for a shorter term. Instead of 1 year, the measures will be in force for 6 months. Brussels thus recognizes the agreement recently sealed between the government of President Nicolas Maduro and his opposition on the 2024 elections. In a statement, the EU welcomes the pact, which it calls a positive step towards the restoration of democracy in Venezuela. Sanctions include an embargo on arms and police equipment, as well as a travel ban and freezing of assets for members of the Venezuelan government. In turn, Caracas rejected the renewal of the measures and considered them to be in violation of United Nations regulations. It should be recalled that the government and the anti-Chavez camp signed an agreement in Barbados on October 17 to guarantee transparent and free elections next year.